High frequency increases oxygen to the skin, improving the overall texture, tone, and glow, and helps to treat acne problems.
Welcome to this week's episode of Beauty Babble. Today, we're talking about high frequency. We're going to talk about how it got started and how we're using it today. Hi, Suzanne. How are you?
I am doing great, Doreen. How are you?
I'm good. All right, you brought this high frequency topic to us, and you did a little deep dive into the history and found out some interesting stuff. So I'm going to let you kick it off and tell us a bit more.
Sounds good. So I know back when I shared with you going to school, we touched on it a little bit, but I don't know, I'm kind of that person that likes to dive in a little bit more into this instead of, well, this is what it does. Yeah, but why? I'm always, yeah, but why or how? Or that's where this led to. So I thought it was really interesting that actually this was developed back in the late 1800s by a renowned scientist called Nikola Tesla. And it was referred to the violet ray. So when you think of, you know, how it was used then, so it was before antibiotics. So they actually use this as medical purposes, like strep throat or other infections, wound healing, which kind of, well, not the strep throat side, but that kind of, when we look at our beauty industry, wound healing, antibiotic way, you know, it's like, oh, that makes sense to me. So I thought it was really interesting. You were going to say something?
Yeah, before you go too much farther, I thought maybe we should just define it. Like, what is high frequency? Start by explaining that. And then for our listeners who might not know.
Right. So, well, how it all started was basically it's a current to treat disease, right? So they came across that worked through, and I'll just go back. So as they went through it, they discovered, when was that now? Like in the late 70s, I think, or in the 70s, Europe got a hold of this, because Nikola Tesla was from Austria, I believe. Austria, pretty sure, before he went to the States. So Europe, of course, it kind of flows through. Europeans started to bring it into the salon and discovered that healing benefit of the high frequency. So that stimulation to the skin. It didn't come to North America till 1980. And then it became widely used in the skincare professional. And that's when it started to come into the schools and that type of thing. So basically what it is, it's a mild electrical current that passes through the neon or the argon. So you might know argon gas as your AC. Is it not? If I'm not mistaken. I'm pretty sure. Anyways, so it's filled up, or am I thinking your glass of your windows? That's what I'm thinking. See, I didn't search it that hard.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure that's the gas that's in between our glass that keeps the heat in and the
that's cold. Argon is used in manufacturing of electronics and refrigeration systems, as well as the air conditioning process.
That was AC then. Okay. Yeah. So it's through that glass electrode. So it looks like traditionally like the mushroom look on the end. We've probably seen that. I think you might remember those ones, right, Doreen?
Yeah.
And then there's different ones that you can use, but it is definitely gas. It has that light glow and that buzzing sound to it. I remember calling it the zit zapper in school. And we would all go at it. So, oh my God, I got a pimple coming. And I do it to clients. I want the zit zapper today. I loved it, you know? Anyways, but yeah, so basically it would either produce that neon-y color, reddy orange or violet blue light. Mm-hmm. And traditionally acne prone was treated with the violet light more so. And aging side is that red light, which you think of LEDs and red light therapy, right? Mm-hmm. So, or even the LEDs and blue light therapy, it's just, and violet. And so it all kind of correlates in a sense, I guess, not quite the same way, but yeah. So regardless, you know, recent studies are showing the benefits and the effectiveness in skincare concerns. Is that kind of give a good explanation of it?
Yes.
So how does it affect at a cellular level, I guess we could say, or that skin level? Mm-hmm. So during the frequency treatment, it's enriched with oxygen molecules that produces and creates that antibacterial. So when you think oxygenated molecules is higher level of warming the skin, which is bringing that circulation to the skin, which in our circulation is our white blood cells. So we're bringing in our white blood cells into that area. So it's like that reaction that the blood vessels are helping in that area to take the toxins out of that area. And that's all to do with your white blood cells, but it enriches it so much with nutrients. And that hydration volume is why you get that healing side of it so quickly, or hydration to the skin. Like, it's not all just about acne too, because it actually helps to drive nutrients. So if you're using that in your facials, is your targeting hydration? Are you targeting acne or congestion? But in the end, it increases blood circulation and that increases cellular renewal, right? So it increases that level. So it brings the, because of that stimulation as well, it's going to help, you know, turn on the fibroblast for that collagen elastin production in the cell, right? So I think that when we think of it that way, how it helps, there's a lot of ways you could even use this to help, you know, make sure the area is sterilized if you wish. Mm-hmm. If you do waxing, would that be something to do on the upper lip? Because you know they break out as a treatment. Like
after or before?
After.
Yeah.
Right? Because you don't want to go, don't want to go too long on it because you don't want the heat back in it, but then you do that first and then use your post products to take that redness mm-hmm. and the inflammation out of the skin. But it would bring that, I think, that energy to the skin to help promote that healing side of it. Yeah, so I think that's a huge part to know. So basically, one thing to keep in mind too is if we want to think about, so what it, high frequency is good for, and I'll just read this part out to you.
Okay.
High frequency increases oxygen to the skin, improving the overall texture, tone, and glow, and helps to treat acne problems. All of this promotes collagen stimulation and elastin production, providing a firmer and more youthful appearance. So again, not just about acne, which we tend to use it mainly for that, I think, a lot of times. I think in school, we resignate to that quicker because usually, you know, I was quite young when I went to school and I still broke out once in a while. So, you know, that's where it goes to. But the oscillation produced by the high frequency also aids in lymphatic drainage and helps to evenly disperse that excess fluid that happens. So again, you're working outward. Mm-hmm. And I think we forget, yes, you can do the circles, but remember, you can utilize this with your own lymphatic drainage. I think it was something we were going to talk about on the podcast too.
Yeah, we're going to do a whole episode about lymphatic drainage.
Yeah, yeah. And the other, you know, contraindications, like just make sure that your client has all their jewelry off, including earrings mm-hmm. and their rings, if they have any kind of heart conditions or a pacemaker, because again, that's electrical, right? You don't want to be touching on that. And you wouldn't go over open wounds. I'd leave that alone, but you could go around it to increase the blood flow, right?
And isn't it like wound healing and
it is wound healing.
Bacteria, so it could be good.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I just think going over it, you just don't want if a pimple is oozing still and you're spreading it around. So
Make sure that around the area.
Around the area, if it's stopped, you know, it's an open wound. So you just want to make sure that you're not bringing anything into the wound. And of course the clean cleanliness of the skin, but or spreading out the bacteria that's in that pustule that you just extracted or something. But great after extractions for sure. And I mean, everybody could use it, right? It's non-invasive, like it's an easy one. I think the machine side of it is warming and interesting for people, for clients to experience. I don't think you would have to have deep pockets for that. A high frequency machine, especially nowadays, my gosh, there's so many little handheld tools you can get into. So, you know what, ask your distributor, do you have anything? What price range does it fall into? Because in the end, it's the tool, it's the electricity of that, right? So what does it matter if it's a, you know, $3,000 machine, what's it doing differently than the $500 or the $200? I don't know the prices, but maybe ask those questions. What's so different about it and why, you know? But yeah.
How popular are these treatments? Like you listed a lot of pros and a few contraindications, but with all the pros, I mean, would you use it after every treatment? Like, how do you discern? Like, and keep in mind, because I'm like the person who wants it all, because if it's good, just give it to me.
Yeah.
So how would you advise somebody to, you know, say I'm using it with this or I'm not using it with that? It seems to have a lot of benefits. That's one part. And then are people actually using it? Like, is it still as popular given that we have so many other things?
Actually, I've seen it a lot more on Instagram.
Okay.
I've seen it on the facials. Some people might notice that too. The listeners might notice that, or you are maybe using it already. I've seen them where they have a serum or a mask and a gauze, and they're going over top of the whole face and they're talking about it. So they're using it. Again, it detoxifies the skin, improves that blood circulation, which we want. And if you're improving the blood circulation, is it good for, like, you know, the puffiness around the eyes because you're working with lymphatic, right? But you just don't want to lift it and zap. That would be the one thing I'd say, like, make sure you put your finger down and then place it so it's not giving them sap, or you need the slip so it slides to the areas that you want. But yeah, so it also, again, reduces the signs of aging because it's also improving the elasticity of the skin, the collagen, so the density of the skin. And then, of course, the pores and the blackheads, because you're oxygenating into that area, your antibacterial properties are coming into play through your own natural body, I think is a cool way to say it, because it's your immune system that you're actually treating that is going to go in and help you with this in the treatment. But I think if you're doing a facial treatment, it's easy to incorporate this through the process. So you could do it right after your extractions. You could probably do it with serums if you're thinking to bring in the serums deeper. That's probably more of a galvanic treatment, but with this, because you're warming the skin, again, would you want to do that to a sensitive client that already has red skin?
Right.
Well, probably not, because you don't want to increase that. Or you do want to increase it because you need the oxygenation blood to go in, but then you need to do some sort of draining and cooling in that area to draw that down again, right? So circulation is good. And we sometimes hold off when they're sensitive clients or your rosacea clients. But in the end, if you think about it, blood flow heals. But why wouldn't we want to draw that in? But what we forget to do sometimes is, how do we get the redness out of the skin? So that's where your products come into play. Or maybe it's the red light, right? The LEDs. There's different ways to do it, or manual in your massage, manually doing your lymphatic drainage during your facial. Your massage techniques should emphasize the purpose behind the treatment, not just a massage. I think that's another thing that we could look at. It's like, it's like a piece to your puzzle, and when you add a new piece to that puzzle, how do you complete your puzzle? So you just have to move your pieces around a little bit so that you get that final outcome that you're after in the end. But hopefully that kind of makes sense. Do you think
it does? It does. I mean, I'm kind of sold. I'm like, I need that. So I was Googling, and you can buy one for home.
See, that does not surprise me at all.
Yeah. So obviously everything is online, but I think even in professional, like, I did a really quick Google. They're not that expensive.
Yeah. I wouldn't think so,
like,
today.
A couple $100. Yeah, like, and it depends, right? This is a quick Google search, so it would be worth kind of exploring if that's something you're interested in.
And then we did a podcast about, before you go buy it, how are you going to use it?
Yeah,
you need to make a plan if you're investing that money into. So you're going to spend an extra 5 minutes doing this, maybe in a treatment. It's not very long. Do you need to increase your price, or do you think that's something as an added feature to your treatment? How you've upped your treatment without upping your price.
Yeah.
We tend to always up our price when we do something new within a treatment. Right? So there's different ways to look. I'm not saying you can't up your price.
Yeah.
Depending on what your price is at already. But, you know, I think if you educate your clients to why you're doing this and how it's going to benefit them. So when you think of improving, you know, the absorption of product during your service. So you're going to not, I know from before, people would not use high frequency in a facial because they didn't have a breakout. They didn't do much for extractions.
Yeah.
So if I didn't have it, you're not going to give me that, but my friend got it done.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So it's like, there's other ways you can still use the same tool instead of just thinking one way. And I think that we forget that. So it promotes that overhaul skin health in all aspects that I think people are after as well.
I think a cool way to incorporate it, like, if you didn't want to increase your price, we talked about this, like, with advertising, like, if you're doing any kind of advertising for your treatments, it could be, instead of discounting, which we don't like to do, or we don't advise you should do, like discounting your prices, but instead add value. So now you're getting a facial and a high frequency added to it. So it can be something for a short time that you can use as a promotion to increase, you know, your uptake of facial bookings or whatever.
Right. Yeah. I think it's like, you know, as you said, you Googled, you didn't look that deep into it, but I think it's worthwhile. Just talk to your distributor first to see what they can find, because not always do you have to go to some of the medical levels, I'll put it that way, because the costs are a lot more, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, you just understand, I think if you're interested in doing something like that or any kind of equipment, that you find out, okay, why is this only $200 versus $5,000 or whatever? What's the difference? It's like a fridge, a car, like there's differences.
Okay, speaking of car. This has been killing me since you said Nikola Tesla and electricity, and then there's the Tesla, the electric car. How are they related? Are they related?
Interesting, right? Because I actually was like, wait a second, I didn't put that together now that Tesla's out there. So actually the latest, I can't remember what year they became the CEOs, the gentlemen that are now there running Tesla, they actually named it out of respect for that scientist that founded and created it. So Tesla is actually named after, not that the car is designed in that way, but when you think it's electricity, and he was one of the first to bring it about, and that it's working in our homes and in our appliances and things like that, they did it out of respect for the, you know, the innovation of Nikola Tesla. Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. But no, Nikola did not invent Tesla car. He did do an electric kind of car back in the 30s, 1930s or something, that he tried it out.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Again, he was such like an innovative scientist and explorer and researcher that he created. So I actually thought that's why they named Tesla, because he was one of the first to bring that into
it. Oh, okay.
He tested it out. I don't know how good it was, but it was definitely tested then.
That's cool. Yeah, I never even wondered why it was named Tesla. I don't know, and then when you said that, I'm like, hey, there's a car by that name.
Yes, yeah.
Awesome. Well, I think this was nice and informative, and if any of our listeners have feedback on the ways they've used high frequency or their machine or anything like that, just let us know. We always love to hear from you. And if you have any questions, also submit those, because we do episodes where we answer your questions, and you know, we're due for another one soon, I think.
I was just thinking, oh yeah, we should gather those together and do an episode on all that too.
We will, sooner
than later.
Awesome. All right. Well, thanks so much for listening, and we'll be back next week. Thanks for listening to Beauty Babble.